G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Parber. This is our podcast for Friday. Oh, it is Friday, unlucky Friday for some, 13th of November.
We'd like to know how you clean your barbecue.
And the good news, Erina Ice Arena.
Open from early January next year.
How good is that? But what about our Triple M big band came in, mate?
What a song.
Singing about Trumpy.
From the makers of Dick Handler's Organ Classics and 89 Million and Counting comes an album 4 years in the making. One Term Trumpy. Songs to inspire and uplift anyone who's just been whitewashed in a federal election. On this political album, hear the Democrats belt out this number.
Looking like a spoiled brat. Crying like a baby born. Looking like a spoiled brat. Faces full of tears and scorn.
A must for any musical persuasion. One Term Trumpy will keep you singing song after song.
Trump is inside. Trump is inside. In the Oval Office, there is nowhere to hide.
One Term Trumpy, recorded live from the Oval Office, comes with a bonus track from the Republican Renegades.
Joe Biden, scummy dummy. Joe Biden, scummy dummy.
Scummy dummy, scummy dummy, Joe Biden.
This year's most sought-after LP, One Term Trumpy, would not be complete without a song from the former president himself.
I want to scream out because someone's to blame. Because the votes had no name. Ha, ha, ha.
4 years in the making, and finally, it's here. One Term Trumpy. For legal voters only.
But I don't love that as much as I love a Barbie. And yeah. I've had a bit of a problem. Because now I've got to the point where the grill, you know, like you've got the hot plate bit and you've also got the grill bit. So the grill bit on my Barbie, it continues to rust and rust and rust. And I chip away with it, get the Barbie scraper and you chip away the sides. And it keeps rusting. And soon I'll be through the grill altogether.
You seem to be cooking on nothing.
Every now and again I go out to the back rock out the back and I bash the grill against the rock to dislodge the rust. And I give it a quick rub down with oil and put it back on. But it still rusts again.
Yeah, clean that dirty old barbecue.
G'day, Brett from Mariner.
Yeah, morning, fellas. How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Not bad.
Yeah, good. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Correct. We're just debating like methods for cleaning a Barbie because I reckon you just put beer on the thing once you turn it on and it seems to clean everything.
Yeah. What I do with mine is, you know, every time after I finish cooking and add on it, when it's cooled down a bit, I take the grill and the hot plate off it and it gets washed in the laundry tub with dishwashing liquid. Jeez. And hot water. And then I put it back on the barbecue and then it gets wiped down with oil.
So it doesn't go rusty. Every time, Brett?
Yeah, every single time. I never leave it dirty once.
See, when my
guts... that's labour intensive.
Yeah, when my gut's full of food, I just go, oh, I couldn't be bothered. And I just just close down the hood and walk away.
Yeah, no, if you leave it dirty and you don't wash it, mate, you're not cooking meat on it next time. You'll be cooking roaches.
Okay, All right, okay. Thanks for the tip.
The reason I use a Barbie half the time is so I don't have to wash up. You know, when you go, I could use the fry pan or I could use the Barbie. It just seems the Barbie seems an easier option.
Yeah, if I don't wash it, mate, I'm in trouble. Put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Health and cleanliness has never been a big priority in our family. But that's right, Brett. I might take your tip on board. Thanks, Brett.
Yeah, have a good day, fellas.
Cheers,
see you, mate. See you, buddy. We've got Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa, what do you use cleaning the barbecue? What's your tip?
My tip is rock salt and beer.
Rock salt and beer. Okay.
Yes. Definitely 150 lashes of beer too at that.
150 lashes.
Good for me, guys. It's a good mixture, believe you me. Good for rust.
All right. Thanks for that, Vanessa.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we've got Mark from Baddow Bay. G'day, Marky.
Hey, Mark.
G'day, legends. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What about you?
Good.
Cleaning that mate, BBQ.
I'm straight onto that spot, I found out about 12 months ago. And I used it and thought it was absolutely fantastic stuff because it says what it does. It's clean, it's food safe and everything. Then I found it's local. So
Yeah.
How good can it get?
Yeah, Spot Go Service Barbecue Degreaser. I know you can get it from Woolworths. It's made here on the Central Coast by Brendan and also Nancy. They're great people. So give it a crack. Instead of doing all the silly things we've been telling you, clean barbecue.
Just go get Spot Go. Ding dong, Mark.
Yeah, 100%. Get onto it.
All right, Marky. Thanks for that, mate.
Cheers, legend zero.
Yeah, good Friday. Chris from Greenpoint. G'day, Chrissy.
Hello.
How are you?
How are we going?
Yeah, good, mate. What do you use? Clean the barbecue.
Coconut oil.
Do you
coconut oil. I'm very fancy. So, yeah.
Rub yourself down as well while you're at it.
Mate, I actually do. I rub myself down. I slide across the barbecue, across the deck. And I stand up and I look my wife in the eyes the whole time, bite my bottom lip.
Rob did the story about Arnott's. I reckon ginger nuts in different states, they're all different recipes.
They're all different.
So, but we thought if you had to eat a biscuit for the rest of your life, but you were paid $1 million to do so, which one would you eat? I'd go the TV snacks. What would you go, buddy?
I've changed my mind 5 times. I like chicken crimpies, but then again, I like Sayers.
Banned this bloke yesterday, but the ban's been lifted.
Fair enough.
Kevin from King Gumba. Hello, mate.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good. All right, mate, your favourite biscuit. You're paid $1 million to eat the same biscuit for the rest of your life.
Oh, which one? Smacking favourite.
Mate, Sayo.
Oh, yes. You're joking.
And you know why?
Why?
Because you know what the Sayo biscuit really stands for? We know what's SAO, State All Origin.
Oh, that's it. We're banning you again. Sorry, mate. You've been banned again. You're banned. Okay, you're gone.
You know what? That one, Rob?
You know what?
Thank you, Kev.
Kev, you know what? You're as dry as those Sayo biscuits.
State All Origin.
All right, goodbye.
Weekend.
See you, mate. Oh, I bought our lotto ticket too last night. We didn't win. I did. $10 Powerball.
I'm sure you did.
I got it in my pocket.
I was going to tell you, don't worry about it. I was feeling sorry about you yesterday. I was really upset.
No.
I shouldn't have done that to Paddy.
No. I bought
Paddy, just because you made
wager.
A bet with Kev over the State
wager.
Of Origin and you lost.
And I bought, I'll show it's in my pocket and I checked it this morning.
Oh, look, I believe you. I believe you, Paddy.
Okay,
see you. Don't have a Sayo biscuit, see you, mate.
There you mate. See you, Kev. Vanessa Bensville, hello.
Hey, Vanessa.
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob.
Okay, your favourite biscuit of all time is...
Well, I'm not a big biscuit eater anyway, but let's go with Tim Tam, guys.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Out of all biscuits, I find them too sweet, and I couldn't care less.
I do too, and I don't care less anyway, because I'm not a big biscuit eater, probably like yourself, Patty, but they are a bit sweet. I was going to say arrowroot,
but that's a bit plain.
Something a little bit more sophisticated, didn't I?
That's why I
used to take arrowroots with Vegemite and butter every day to school. Every day.
Ooh.
Loved
ooh, it. I don't know about that one, Rob. You can have that one. Yeah.
I'll take them.
Tomorrow it's going to be sunny for McHappy Day, which is good news. We've got Hayden Smith, owner of Tuggera and Wire McDonald's with us this morning. G'day, Hayden.
Hayden.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself, buddy?
Very good. Thanks for having me on this morning. Much appreciated.
Mate, it's always good to support such a great cause, McHappy Day. It's been going for a while now, mate.
It has, mate. Since 1991, it's been going. It's our biggest annual fundraiser for Ronald McDonald House Charities. It's raised in excess of $51 million this one day since 1991. And it's a fantastic charity, which last year helped 60,000 families around Australia.
Jeez.
And I know on the Central Coast, so many families who have used Ronald McDonald House in Sydney because their kids have been in hospital, and it's such a vital tool for those parents. When your kids are sick, it's so distressing, but just to be there with them is just a great part of the recovery process.
It sure is. I know, my family, my wife and myself and my kids have used the family room at John Hunter Hospital when my son was young. We've got some close friends from foster that have used it significantly. So with 60,000 families around Australia, there's a decent chance that almost everyone will have known someone that's been helped by Ronald McDonald House Charity. So 2020 has been a tough year for a lot of us and everyone around Australia, but it's this is a great opportunity for Aussies to dig deep and support one of Australia's fantastic charities.
Yeah, for sure. Misfortune does touch everyone. I was lucky enough a few years back when I was working with Better Homes and Gardens. We did a garden at one of the Ronald McDonald houses in Randwick.
I think I saw that episode.
Yeah, it was. I've never forgotten it because when you're there, it's still running. It's still doing what it needs to do, and there's families there that have come from miles and miles around. And without Ronald McDonald House, they would have nothing. They would be without their children, because the kids have to be in the hospital and the parents need somewhere sometimes for respite.
Yeah, I think that's a common story that touches a lot of people around Australia. And whether you've been lucky or unfortunate enough, whichever way you look at it, to be helped by the charity, I think regardless of that, everyone around Australia would understand that that's a very difficult time for families. And the charity does fantastic work and is reliant upon the support of Aussies. So our fundraising period, which started on Wednesday the 21st of October, finishes at midnight tomorrow night, which is the end of McAfee Day. If you go into your local store today or tomorrow, you want to purchase some of the silly socks, which I see a lot of people, certainly my kids both wear them each day, buy a helping hand. Or if you're in tomorrow, come and buy a Big Mac, because myself and my peers around Australia in McDonald's will be donating $2 from every Big Mac sold around Australia tomorrow. Certainly, if you want to visit the Wyong or Tugger stores, my wife and I are going to match the donation that we raise in store tomorrow, and we'll be making a personal donation to the charity. So
that's huge, the more we raise,
the more we can help the benefit.
That's really massive.
Good on you, mate. And the beauty is, like, Australia's a very charitable nation as it is, but to be able to get a Big Mac on the side whilst you're donating is what a bonus.
Mate, it is. And, you know, I have one, I reckon, 3 or 4 days a week, so I'll certainly have a couple tomorrow.
Even my mate over here, Mick Grumpy, he'll buy a Big Mac tomorrow on Mick Happy Day. Mate, it's such a great cause. As you said, been going since 1991. If you can help out, get the socks, $5. Buy a Big Mac, $2 from every burger sold on Mick Happy Day. It goes directly to the Ronald McDonald House charity. And the good thing, as Hayden just said, Tugra and Wyong go into Maccas, and Hayden and his wife will match dollar for dollar. Mate, that is a huge donation, mate. Well done, and thanks for that.
It's the least we can do. Appreciate your time this morning, guys, and look to see people in stores tomorrow. Thanks for everyone's support.
Yeah,
thanks very much, Hayden.
Yeah, Hayden Smith, owner of Tugra and Wyong McDonald's. That's huge to go dollar for dollar, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Absolutely massive.
The news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Robert. From London. You've been to Stonehenge?
No.
Okay. Britain.
Good start.
Britain has given the green light to a $3 billion tunnel under Stonehenge, aimed at hiding a nearby main road that has long blighted the mysterious prehistoric circle of stones in southern England.
Jeez, you watch. They'll build this tunnel. They'll go under. They'll be digging a hole. And then they'll find another sunken stone.
Or what about if they dig the tunnel and it doesn't hold the weight of the stones? And Stonehenge, like Chevy Chase. Look at kids. Stonehenge, been here 5,000 years. Probably 5,000 more. Then he reverses. It's the stone.
Right.
And then the domino effect. But Stonehenge, which is one of the most famous prehistoric monuments, apart from Rob Palmer, includes a 5,000-year-old ditch and a Neolithic stone circle with early Bronze Age burial mounds nearby. But they want to do it. I can understand why they're doing it. A lot of people aren't happy about it. The Stonehenge Alliance, which opposes...
Because there's a road near it.
About doing the underground tunnel, because they're worried that it could... You know, they could destroy other...
They're not going to go straight underneath it.
No, I know they're not going to... But you know how these people like you jump on any bandwagon. The Stonehenge Alliance, which opposes the project, said it was deeply regretted the decision and would discuss options, because they said the tunnel is too short, will damage the archaeological surroundings of Stonehenge. So there you go. But they're going to do that, so that's up to other news.
There you go. Now, to something more relevant and local.
Oh, you're a little beyond.
It's all right, I gotcha. Erina Ice Arena is reopening in the new year following renovations. To replace dangerous cladding. So basically, 9,000 skaters signed a position last year. Mm. Did you ever ice skate?
Hopeless. I went there. My kids, Callum and Han, went all the time. and only up until it was shut down.
I did it up to the age of probably 15. I didn't have that many friends when I started high school because I was out of school.
Nothing's changed.
By myself. So myself and one other mate who lived in my street, we used to go to the ice rink and we thought we'd maybe meet girls there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the only reason you go.
We just go. And I remember from the first time when you're falling on your backside and you go, oh, we'll get this eventually, to the point where you were doing the big slides when the rink's been open, because Australia's not really designed for ice.
Yeah.
In summer, and you'd have that big puddle at one end of the ice rink. You'd come flying up to it and then do the big side skid and spray your mate if you could.
Mate, the last time I was at Erina Ice Rink, there was a lady instructor. I held on to the edging. You know how they have the the wall around the side?
Yeah.
The edging. I held on to that and then she held on my arm and that's how we went.
And that's all you did?
Yeah.
You never got out on your own?
No, I can't. I'm too unco. I mean, real unco.
What about you and I go for an ice skate?
No,
my
knees are stuffed.
No, mate, knees, come on.
Yeah.
You're fine. You don't need knees to ice skate.
What about your groin? What about your groin?
Mate, absolutely fine. You and I are doing it.
No,
it opens
not.
January 2nd.
All right, we'll see how we go.
Next year.
All right, we'll see how we go.
Come on. Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?